This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And we're to make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. We're to understand what the Lord's will is. We're not to be drunk on anything which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. When I saw the word debauchery years ago, I thought debauchery has this real dramatic sound to it. Debauchery means drunkenness. It means cavorting. It means immoral behavior. And your mind can go wild with all kinds of scenes of debauchery. And then I looked it up in the original. You know what I found it meant? In the Greek language, you take a word and you just put the letter A in front of it and you make it the opposite. The simplest one is the word theist. To say I'm a theist means I believe in God. If I put the letter A in front of theism, I get atheism, which means I don't believe in God. The word debauchery, get this, is the word that's the opposite of salvation, which scares the daylights out of me. To be filled with wine, which leads to debauchery, it leads to the opposite of salvation. Is that scary or what? It means that that contributes to things in my life. It leads to things in life that are antithetical to the word salvation in my life. That's a sobering thought. And I'm not just playing with words. It really is a sobering thought to think that. To be filled with the Spirit. Why? Anything that fills my life controls it. Is it true that we waste our time? If it's true that we kill time and we pass time, why can't we spend some of our time saying, Lord, I want to plan for my departure and I want to make the most of the time you've given me? I realize that every day is a gift. Every day is a gift. And tomorrow, you see, is a gift I haven't received yet. And next week is a gift that I haven't received yet. And next month and next year are gifts that I haven't received yet. And yet James talks about the arrogance of people like you and like me who talk about what we're going to do next year. And we plan to take that trip in 5 years. And we don't even know if we've got tomorrow. I'm told that if there's a certain historical home you can visit in London, England, and above the door is a sign in Latin that translated goes like this: you would weep if you knew you had a month to live, and yet you laugh not knowing you may not have tomorrow. You would weep, and so would I, if we thought we only had 30 days or 60 or 90 days to live, but we don't know whether we have tomorrow, because every day is a gift of God and tomorrow is a gift that you and I haven't received yet. I'm not one who talks to people on airplanes. It's as much as I talk to people, I'm pretty shy in airplanes, and so I'm always mystified and intrigued by ministers who I've heard speak, maybe you have too, how that when they fly in an airplane, they lead 20 people to Christ, and they won the 2 people in front of them, and they turned to the people on the left, and then they had a revival on the way to the bathroom, and you know, they led 20 people to the Lord. I've heard those kinds of messages. I really have. I can remember them. Well, that doesn't happen to me. I've had people fall asleep on me that aren't even, I don't even know them, and they fall asleep. A flight attendant saw this elderly gentleman asleep on my shoulder, and when the flight was over, she tapped me on the shoulder and said, sir, would you wake up your father? It's time to land. I said, I don't know who this guy is. And she was mystified that I was letting this stranger sleep on my shoulder. It's a Kodak moment for sure. But there's one time I can tell you I had a spiritual conversation. A few times.
Well, we're simply out of time, but I want you to hear this story that I just began right now about a very touching moment on an airplane where a woman shared the story about the death of her son with me and the fallout from that conversation. I want you to hear it tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.